On the Nature of Fast Blue Optical Transients, by Maxim Liudikov. Short rise times of fast blue optical transients, FBOTs, require very light ejected envelopes, MeV is less than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 1 msun, much smaller than of a typical supernova. Short peak times also mean that FBOTs should be hydrodynamically, not radioactively powered. The detection by Chandra of X-ray emission in AT2020 MRF of lux approximately 10 to the power of 42 erg s1 after 328 days implies total, overall dominant, X-ray energetics at the gamma ray bursts, GRBs, level of approximately 6 times 10 to the power of 49 erg. We further develop a model of Liudikov-Tunin, 2019, whereby FBOTs are the results of a late accretion-induced collapse, AIC, of the product of Super-Chandrasekhar double white dwarf, WD, merger between ONEMG WD and another WD. Small ejector mass, and the rarity of FBOTs, result from the competition between mass loss from the merger product to the wind, and ashes added to the core, on time scale of approximately 10^-10^4 years. FBOTs occur only when the envelope mass before AIC is less than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 1 msun. FBOTs proper come from central engine-powered radiation-dominated forward shock as it propagates through ejector. FBOTs' duration is determined by the diffusion time of photons produced by the NS-driven forward shock within the expanding ejector. All the photons produced by the central source deep inside the ejector escape almost simultaneously, producing a short bright event. The high energy emission is generated at the highly relativistic and highly magnetized termination shock, qualitatively similar to pulsar wind nebulae. The X-ray bump observed in AT2020 MRF by SRG, Arizeta, predicted by Liudikov-Tunin, 2019, is coming from the breakout of the engine-powered shock from the ejector into the preceding wind. The model requires total energetics of just few times 10 to the power of 50 ergs, slightly above the observed X-rays. We predict that the system is hydrogen poor. This was On the Nature of Fast Blue Optical Transients, by Maxim Liudikov.